come back from an intermission. If you can't take the heat, then stay out the kitchen. Just spitting cold facts, ain't nobody dissing. You're gonna see things clearly in night vision. Welcome to KV. New season. New signings. New motive. Come on. It's here. We're here now, ain't it? We're games in already, cuz. We're games in already. Man, and a certain man have already lost, cuz. Yeah? So the crack can start now. Arsenal signings. Question number one. Arsenal signings. Am I happy with the signings? Yeah? Do we need to bring in more players? If so, where do we need to strengthen? Boy, I feel see Lacazette. He's done it already. You get me? The header was potent, cuz. It was potent. Yeah? No ordinary striker scores them kind of headers there. Them headers ain't flukes. That's real training. That's real talent. So, I'm just waiting to see what develops on this Lacazette-like situation here. Obviously, he looks game, cuz. Got the beard and that. You get me? Head's all big and that. His game looks game, cuz. I'm gassed. Swear that. But, on the flip side, we ain't had a striker that's done anything since really Henry. Really. So, I'm just going to sit tight on this one. And hopefully, universe willing, is a little gem. Comes in, gets 26, 27, 30s a season. Because nowadays, as much as the flipping prices and all that are going up, man, I'm a banging goals. You ain't really a number one top striker if you ain't hitting 30 plus, you know. Few years, a decade ago, it was all, if you hit 25, you're blessed. You're the top man in this stuff. But nah, it's 30 plus, cuz. So come on. Come on then. That's what we want to see, Lacazette. I gave you two games. You pulled through. Now let's go again. The next two games. Simple. One in two. That's the striker's thing. One in two. Every two games, man has to score one goal. Top ratings. If you want top ratings, that's what you have to do. And if you're bettering that, you're hitting one in ones and all them things, then you're doing this messy in CR17. And therefore, you know where you're going with that. The piece is coming. So like I said, I'm waiting to see where this flipping goes. Because he looks the deal. I'm sold, cunts. Flipping, wrap it up. Let me bring it home. I'm sold, cuz. Are you mad? Yeah? Like I said, beard, head looking all big and that, like no one can't really bully him too tough. He's French, so you know he's got a little side to him. Is he French? Yeah, he's French, so you know he's got a little side to him already. Do you get me? The man trying to push it on him off, he's going to try and do something. Them man, they're like Eric and Cantona and all them man. You get me? But yeah. Hopefully, like I said, universe willing, he's a gem. And he comes to flipping Emirates and he does stuff. Where do we need to strengthen? I think we need to strengthen in the midfield. Like, I think we've been lacking in there for years on end. We've been lacking in that department. So I think we need to strengthen in the midfield. One thing I do want to say, man need to start putting respect on Giroud's name. From now, today, what's the date today? Fuck this. From today, man, I don't even know the date, but from today, man's putting respect on Giroud's name. Simple. Yeah? Cause he's on job, you know. He's on job. I don't give a shit what you or your mum says. He's on job, cuz. Simple. Yeah? He might play a little flipping playboy and all that, and you get me, the beard's cut neat and shape up's mad and all of that, But he's on job. He's actually on job. So from today onwards, man's putting respect on Druid's name. Yeah? And having no slander, yeah, on Druid's name. None. Not for this season. Anyway, let's say that. Standings in the Prem, do you think will stand out? Boy. I think Matic is going to stand out. Because flipping Mourinho's going to want to prove a point, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? Like, he's going to stand out. He's already played the game already and stood out massively. You go on Twitter and everyone's just atting Chelsea atting, and hashtag Matic. Like, it's mad. Like, but I think he's going to stand out. I ain't even putting my neck on the line for Lacazette, cuz. I'm not even doing that shit, cuz. But we'll see. Yeah? We'll see. You know, flipping Stoke have got the most flipping players that have won the Champions League. Mental, cuz. Stoke do some mad stuff. They sign some weird players, cuz. But just who was in the same position don't make no sense. My tip for the title. Well, I won't be a true Arsenal fan if I didn't say Arsenal. There's no Champions League this season. If we can balance the team right, yeah, with the players that are on form. I'm not even saying the players that are flipping. Oh, the named players that everyone thinks have the right to play. Fuck that. Forget that. That's 1992 shit. We ain't playing that shit no more. If you're in form, you're playing. So the in form players. If we can swerve injury to an extent, yeah, and balance the UEFA flipping Europa Cup, yeah, Europa League. I don't know what the fuck it's called, cuz. Yeah, I'm pissed we're in that, right? If we can balance all of that, boy, you get me? That's all I'm going to say. Boy. But I don't see why not. Do you get me? Costa don't want to come back to Chelsea. Man United have the flipping Lukaku. Okay, but come on. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, why not? Man, what about my like Sanchez? Furthermore, Sanchez, let me tell you something, bruv. If you want to go. Yeah? Simple. We're cool. We'll get over it. We've got over better players than you before. If you want to go. Don't be leaving man out here in limbo. I've got man sending man WhatsApp flipping videos of flipping this and that. You on planes, this, that and the other. Could on the same planes? Yeah, we're out here too, bruv. Yeah? We've got the information too. Yeah? So here's what I'm trying to say. If you want to go. Snake man, it's cool. But we need to focus on the season and not be focused on is Sanchez going or leaving, bruv. Listen to me. As there's a universe, in your language, as there's a God, you're not bigger than Arsenal Football Club. So we, as Arsenal Football Club, need to move. With our season. And do stuff. Right now we're in limbo because of you, cuz. So fix up. If you're going, go. If you're not, get fit. Come with our team. Simple. So, should Coutinho stay or should Coutinho go? Really and truly, I don't care if he goes or if he stays. It ain't making a difference in whether Liverpool are going to make the push for the league or whatever. It don't make no difference. He's not that player. You lot are hyping him up. He's not that player. 4 assists a season and 3 screamers from 25, 30 yards is not a top player. The boy from Real Madrid did that in 12 months. He's hit about 50 flipping streamers in 12 months. I don't see no. There ain't no praise on him. I don't see no praise on him. You lot are gassing the situation. You don't need to look at it for what it is. Come on, man. Like, are you lot actually for real? Like, the way I see football is you have to do things season after season after season. You might get an injury, you have to come back and do it again after season. Shake off that injury fully. Continue after five good seasons. Even if you have one in between where it's a bit iffy. Five good seasons before you are any sort of player to me. To use, like I said, four assists and three screamers. To use, that's 90 million quid. To use, that's top six, you lot saying he is. Or top seven, or top eight, or top 10. He's not even top 20, cuz. You dumb. You lot stupid. Come on, man. What is this? Come on. Rikoba was doing what he's doing time ago. You lot didn't rate Rikoba. You lot didn't rate him. You lot didn't rate Rikoba. He was doing more than this. And you lot saying, he gets injured too much. He only does this. He only scores three goals. Yeah. Shut up, innit? Dickheads. You're chatting, bro. Seen these players long time ago, cuz. Is he better than Riquelme? No. No, he ain't. Fully not better than Riquelme. No way, man. But you man would say Riquelme's lazy. And he's not looking interested. Is he better than Varane? No! Shut up! I've had enough of this shit, bro. Make a Brighton's chances this season. Well, I wish them all the best. It didn't start off too good, but you know, mate, it's just enjoy it. Do you get me? Enjoy it, but also it's just you have to be competitive as well, like highly competitive. It's a whole different kettle of fish. They just have to get a first 3 points underneath their belt and build game by game, bruv. Fuck the old this, that and the other. I'm looking forward to when we're at Old Trafford and this, that and the other, blah, blah. Fuck, bun that. Forget all of that shit. Game by game, focus. Can we break down this team? Can we fuck up this team? Can we win this game? Can we do that? That's it. Anyone in and around you, you have to be taking points off. And then it's just, you get me? Scrap and fight and try and play the best football going forward as you can. Simple. But all the best. I'm going to probably be up at a couple of games up north. But yeah, looking forward to seeing how all plans out. Top four predictions. Arsenal, United, City, Tottenham. Get me? Top four predictions. My top four predictions for this season is Arsenal, in no order, but I'm going to say Arsenal first, because you know I'm a Laguna already. Arsenal, United, City, Tottenham. Bun the rest of them, man. Arsenal losing to Stoke. It don't even surprise me. It don't surprise me. It don't surprise me at all. Lacazette, poor. Welbeck, poor. Ozil, diabolical. Loads of players just really below par performances. It's just the same old stuff we're going to have to digest this season as we did last season. It's just beyond me how it's just carrying on. That's why I'm just pausing at every minute. It's just beyond me how this, that,
A novice can see what's going on here and sort of like try and make steps to try and correct it. I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand. I really don't understand. Ops, I want you out of club. Please. Nothing personal. Nothing, you know, on that sort of scale at all. But I just feel that it's just huffing and puffing and nothing's going down, cuz. Nothing ain't happening. I don't see what you're doing on the pitch. And this is backed by a lot of other people seeing the same thing that I'm seeing. Nothing's happening for you. Same with Theo. Years upon years we've been talking about this. Lacazette, running behind the defenders, isn't it? Because I'm fed up with this coming short to let flipping Giroud and all them teams that when they're on and all that do that. Yeah? That's their game. They've got no pace or whatever. They've got no knowledge of getting in behind. Let them do their stuff. Yeah? But you, short to go long. Yeah? I'm like, may seem bewildering that flipping, I'm flipping telling you what to do. Yeah? Short to go long. Please. Yeah? You'll be in all the time. Thank you very much. Mayweather versus McGregor. Nah. Let's talk sense. 49-0, 0-0. Let's talk sense. A boxer that's fought the world's best against an MMA UFC man who ain't fought no one. Come on, man. We're talking boxing. We're not talking UFC. If we're talking UFC, I'm backing Conor. Because I'm sensible. Fight week. Floyd versus flipping Conor. Mayweather versus McGregor. Who you got? Don't be a divvy. No one's not saying Conor McGregor ain't got a puncher's chance. He has. Trust me, he has. But you're up against the best. So good luck. And obviously, next KV, we'll be talking about it. My money's on Floyd. How he's going to win, I don't care. As long as I can jump on Twitter and chat shit after to all you, man. Yeah? I will be nice. Simple. So, next KV, we will talk about McGregor. We will talk about Floyd. We will talk about the fight. This is fight week right now. And the fight talk from you McGregor fans has simmered down from 6 weeks ago. We're on fight week, there ain't really much hype. Because it's coming close to where you man have to produce. And you know, deep down, it's a myth. It is a myth. But we will see. No problem. What else we got here? My tip for the title. United looks strong at the moment, and that's really all I can see. I'm going to watch City Monday. It's early doors. Right now, you know, I'm upset with Arsenal, but it's early doors. We'll see. Because last week everyone was talking Chelsea's finished, and this week again Chelsea's back on the track, and this, that, and the other. So it's early doors. We'll see, innit? December time, we'll talk who's title contenders and who ain't title contenders.